Delmont resident Darren Miller has been swimming since he was a kid. Now 28, Darren has taken those skills to a new level. He swam the English Channel last year and in a few days will take on the 24-mile Catalina Channel off the coast of Long Beach, California. Darren joins me now live on the KDKA Afternoon News. Welcome, Darren.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm great. How are you? You're going to be in the water for 10 hours. How are you preparing for this?
Well, I'll tell you what, today it's a beautiful day outside. Sun is shining bright here in Newport Beach, and just standing in my hotel room as we speak, just really overlooking the beach. And I just got out of the water not too long ago, and it feels great. You know, it's really hot back in Pittsburgh. All the local rivers and lakes and pools are pretty warm, but out here the water's in the mid-60s, and so that takes a little bit of trying to acclimate to it. So when we got out here, the biggest thing I had to do was spend as much time as I could in the water. And that's what I've been doing, and it's been feeling great.
Is there the threat of sharks there?
Southern California, it is the Pacific Ocean, so absolutely. The Catalina Channel is home to the great white shark. At this point, you know, it has been done by a good amount of people. No one's ever been officially bit yet. But, you know, the whole purpose is that we have a great crew along with us on an escort boat, on a kayak as well. So I'll have a great team with me, supporting me the whole every step of the way.
I don't know why that was one of the first threats I thought of, but what a challenge. Your goal, we understand, is to swim the world's seven largest channels, the Ocean Seven, as they're known. So what's next?
Well, absolutely. The Ocean Seven is basically started as by an open water guru, Stephen Munitones, and you know, his goal was to really challenge the open water community. And each of these swims are on six different continents around the world. So last year was the English Channel, and right now we have the Catalina Channel here next week. And then in September, I'll be going out to Hawaii to do the Molokai Channel, which is between the islands of Oahu and Molokai. So that's kind of what I got planned over until the end of the year.
Oh, wow. And you're also doing this for another reason. We want to let our listeners know it's an important fundraiser for Children's Hospital. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Last year, before my English Channel swim, we started the Forever Friend. A friend of mine, Kathy Cartieri, Mel, and I started the fund to help benefit infant cardiothoracic care at the hospital. So after last year, we raised right around $23,000. And so far this year, working with the Heart Center Auxiliary Board, we did a 5K race recently, which raised almost $11,000, and we've raised a couple thousand ourselves for the Forever Fund. So, you know, with my involvement in the hospital over the past year or so, we've raised, north of $30,000 through the swimming, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
You must be very proud. That's wonderful. We also want to let our listeners know there are a couple of ways people can track your swim online. How do they do that?
Absolutely. If you have Facebook, you can go ahead on and go to my Facebook profile, Darren Miller, D-A-R-R-E-N, Miller. And basically, we have a GPS device, which is basically every 10 minutes, it sends a signal up to a satellite, and it connects with Google Maps, and you're actually able to track me every step of the way from Catalina Island to the mainland. And it's pretty exciting. It's a really interesting little platform you'd be able to do that on.
Darren, thanks so much. Good luck, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you. Real quick, just want to say this wouldn't be possible without my title sponsor, Trustmont Financial Group, along with Energy Care USA and East Suburban Sports Medicine Center. Check it out. Stay tuned, and I really appreciate the time today. Thank you, Rose.